Another great show brought to you through the Law of Attraction Radio Network. Today is the beginning of the rest of your life. And today you can tap into the source in which to live a wonderful new lifestyle of wealth and abundance that affects all areas of your life. Join Dr. Anne as she enriches us with her holistic wisdom on the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program. And here's Dr. Anne.
Welcome to the Joy of Wealthy Living radio broadcast. Hi, Dr. Anne, your Joy of Wealthy Living coach. I hope that you are doing just wonderfully. Be joyful always is what the prophet Paul said way back in those early days of Christianity. So today, being on the Law of Attraction Radio Network is a wonderful place to be. The Joy of Wealthy Living is your program that looks at what it means to be living wealthy from a holistic approach. A holistic approach includes using the law of attraction in all areas of one's life, which includes your career, your relationships in your life, your recreation, or having fun. Sometimes we forget about having fun. And it's always work, 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 and no fun. Health and wellness, abundance and finances, and of course, we want to put this off to the side, but I want to say that this is in the middle of everything, spirituality. The Joy of Wealthy Living ignites the flames of change in your consciousness to live a true, healthy life. Dennis Waitley said one time that happiness cannot be traveled to, owned, earned, worn, or consumed. Happiness is the spiritual experience of living every minute with love, grace, and gratitude. Everyone, wherever you are, take a deep breath and release it and get settled into this beautiful and joyful place wherever you may be. You may be somewhere on the road. You may be somewhere at your home, wherever you may be, around the world. Just settle back and just close your eyes and listen. All around and through me is light, truth, and the abundance of the universe. The universe is God and Spirit. You and I are one with this force that creates all of these and more. I, Dr. Anne, speak my word for you and myself, knowing that the universe, universal laws, are working continuously for our highest good, to be a light to others and to be the truth to others and to bring abundance to others. As we do unto others, we do unto ourselves. The universe orchestrates a symphony of life where all the notes of the composition is in harmony with one another. We are in perfect pitch with the perfect people at the perfect time to manifest all our desires that are for us, for our divine right. With these words, I know that they are true. With these words, I just know that the universe has started the symphony, playing the notes in conjunction to the rhythm of our lives. I release these words into the universe, knowing that it is true and that these words are being manifest right here and right now. I thank you, God, for this. I am grateful. I know that it is so, and so it is. Take a deep breath and just release and let go. Just let go and release. One of my emails that I get every week or a couple of times a week is something funny. So I thought I would share a little something funny with all of you. You may have heard of him. His name is Jeffrey. His name is Jeffrey Fry, and he sends this out. So he says, I have been in many places, but I have never been in cahoots. Apparently, you can't go alone. You have to be in cahoots with someone. Okay. I have, however, been insane, but I don't have an airport. You have to be driven there. I have made several trips there, thanks to my friends, family, and work. I would like to go to conclusions, but you have to jump, and my knees can't take it anymore. I have been in doubt. That is a sad place to go, and I tried not to visit there too often. I have been inflexible, but only when it was very important to stand firm. Sometimes I'm incapable, and I go there more often as I am getting older. One of my favorite places to be is in suspense. It really gets the adrenaline flowing and pumps up the old heart. At my age, I need all the stimuli I can get. And finally, I may have been incontinent, but I can't remember what country I was in at any age thing. Oh, my goodness. So I thought I'd share that little smile, and we just know that hopefully we've been through these places, but we just go through them and don't buy a condo and take up residence in these places. Just momentarily. Some upcoming events that I would like to share with you. The first one is that I'm having an introductory seminar called A to the Seventh Power of Wealthy Living. And that would be on April the 12th, 2012, at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And this seminar we will go over the seven powers or principles of wealthy living, and it is juicy, as I would say, juicy. This will be exciting and informative. It is free. It's always good to do free. How to use these powers is what this whole teleseminar is about, and consistent basis to manifest more joy and abundance in your life.
Okay. Hi, Dr. Ann.
Yes. Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am doing fine, thank you.
Good.
Okay. Susan was in one of my classes last year, and it was called Holistic Entrepreneur Joy Shop. And the Entrepreneur Joy Shop was to help holistic entrepreneurs to start their business. And Susan wanted to start her own business. And so what I'm going to ask Susan to do is just to share with everyone what she did in her business, some of her experiences. She was also in another class that I taught called Spiritual Fitness. So with her experiences in those two classes, I just would like for her to just to speak on that for a minute. Will you do that? And just go ahead and just talk. Thank you.
So what my purpose was, my mission was, and how I could provide that service that would be not only serving to the highest abilities to my clients, but also to create a prosperous and wealthy business for myself. So we spent a day together doing that, and what I found was is that her helpful hints were so creative that it really helped me to build on that and look at different ways that I could create my business that also was part of my personality, you know. So I wanted to have a business that I could have in my home, you know, and do an accounting. It was going to be doing accounting for people who are healers, and what did that look like? So I walked through what it looked like for me. How did it feel? How can I serve? You know, also on part of the idea was to also be teaching prosperity to people, to the clients that were coming in, so that way I could give them ideas and how they could prosper in their business as well as doing their accounting. So I walked in the door with maybe an idea of how I could have my own business, and I walked out with a plan and a vision. You know, we did a vision board, and it was so powerful, and it really, I walked out so excited because it was very real to me and how I could do that and action steps that I could begin to start to take to make that real in my life. So I have to say that what she was teaching was very meaningful in my life, and I did take action on those steps, and, you know, I'm very happy with the results that are coming forth from it. So, yeah, so very, very grateful. Thank you, Dr. Ann.
Well, thank you so much, Susan, for being a guest on the program today and saying what your experiences were with the program. And hopefully some of you will take advantage of the new class that's being offered this in the next couple of weeks, and that is the 7 Powers to Wealthy Joy Living. Also, I would like to tell you about the book that's coming out within the next few weeks. Also, it's called Mastering the Art of Success. It's a collaborative effort with 12 authors, 3 of them being Mark Victor Hansen, Jack Canfield, and Les Brown, and of course me. And it's a wonderful book, and what you can do is to buy it before it comes out, and with those pre-sales you get an hour of coaching and you get another ebook. So that is what's coming up. So right now I would like to just see if yes, Coffee is on the line here, and then we can go into this whole new interesting concept called human design. We will continue on talking about the joy of abundant thinking. The joy of abundant thinking. This is all about what the wealthy living is about, changing your consciousness, changing the way you're talking. You're thinking from scarcity thinking to something that is what we call abundant thinking. Many of you are not new to this. Many of you are not new to this. And I know that abundant thinking is what we need to constantly be aware of, constantly be in tune with. And if you're not in abundant thinking, guess what? you are in the opposite, which is scarcity thinking. So let's think about it. Abundant thinking is all about changing how you view your personal circumstances so that you can change how you view the world at large. It is realizing that you have been the cause of your sadness and struggle in life through your focus on what you don't have rather than what you do have. So therefore, if you're always thinking about, I wish I had this, I wish I had that, guess what? That is not abundant thinking. That is scarcity thinking. Yes, I want, I wish. Let us change that right now. Let us change the way we order our thoughts. And then we will begin to have those things that we really, truly want in our lives. Okay, let's talk more about abundant thinking. So now, let's start with our attitude. What type of attitude do you have? If you have a positive attitude, and it's not necessarily all that you really need, but it's a good place if you're, you know, constantly on that negative side, is to begin to look at the more positive. A negative attitude can therefore be, can really turn you over, flip you over, turn you around, dig a hole so deep you can't get out. But if you are beginning at a vibrational level where you are beginning to think positive, you will begin to rise above any situation that is happening in your life. Abundant thinking opens up all possibilities and opportunities that we can easily have missed by harboring on negative thoughts and thoughts of scarcity. Now think about your thoughts that have flown through your head today. I can think of a few that just happened within the last 20 minutes, but guess what? I am not dwelling on, you know, some of the mishaps that may have occurred or anything like that. But, you know, this is live radio, and live radio, anything can happen. Anything can happen, and it does. So what we're going to do, I just... But some people, when something gives them a turn or a throw in your life that, oh my God, how did this can be happening to me? They will just sit there, and they're immobile. And they can't do anything. They cannot do anything. They cannot say anything. They are stuck because they are just going over and over and over these same ideas, negative ideas, over and over again. Oh, and that's not good. That is definitely not good. So what you want to do is to take positive actions because you firm in things that you firmly believe and expect, and they will eventually produce the desired results. You take as your proof for this the fact that you are already more blessed with the abundant gifts your life today. If you make a list of all the blessings that have occurred in your life up to this day, you will see that you are far better off than what you really think about right this minute. And I'm going to take just a 30-second break just to see what is going on in the back room here. And we'll continue in 30 seconds.
You are listening to your daily dose of well-being and inspiration on Law of Attraction Radio Network at LOARadionetwork.com. Hear this incredible show on your smartphone through Stitcher.com, which goes through your car stereos with Ford Sync or any auto dashboard that has the internet. Listen to our 24/7 broadcast with our mobile app as well, or just listen through an MP3 player or computer. Remember, LOARadionetwork.com, heard in over 120 countries, is the radio station for your well-being.
Oh, hi, Coffee!
Hi! Fine. So hi, how are you?
Coffee,
your show's been wonderful so far.
Coffee, you're in the perfect place at the perfect time, and you know
this.
So, ladies
good.
And gentlemen, there is always the right time and the right time, the perfect time and the perfect time, and this is the perfect time. Yay!
Yay!
Yay! My special guest. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know what, Coffee? You may have to come back again next week because I know we have a lot to talk about.
I was so excited, and then they couldn't get through on the line. So I did get help, and I got through on this line, so that's it. I'll be happy to come back again and try this again. So go ahead and take your questioners.
Okay. Well, first of all, Coffee, will you please tell the audience who you are?
Oh, I'm Coffee, and I do human design, okay? And human design, just to give you a hint in case you want to tune in the future, is a channeled system of ancient knowledge that uses the Chinese I Ching, or I Ching, and the chakra system and the location of the planets when you were born to help you find out how to move through life most successfully, manifesting what you want, living joyfully, and having, of course, wealth without getting lost in the process. It's an extremely helpful system, and it's done on a chart, and that's all for now. That's who I am, the human design person.
Okay. Well, Coffee, tell me this. How did you get yourself involved in this human design? You know, I never knew about human design up until about almost three weeks ago. So
Okay. How
did this, and tell us how long this system called human design has been in action or
been
out there?
Okay. It was, as I said, a holographic channeling that two people got. One was a man who called himself Ra, and he did the major human design body graph system. And I am the person who got the other system, and we met in Taos, New Mexico, the other part of the system. But what I'm going to talk about and tell people about right now is his part of the system, which is just fascinating. And he got it while he was in a cabin on the island of Ibiza in the Mediterranean. He received this information one night, and he was a very, I don't believe in this woo-woo stuff, so he was just in shock. In came information pouring into his mind, and he called his wife, and he said, I've either had a channeling experience or I've gone insane. I don't know which, honey. I'm trying to figure it out. He was just a wonderful man. I was in a rowboat in the Atlantic because I decided I want to get away from this island and just set out here where it's peaceful, and I got the other part of the information. But his system is called Human Design, and that's basically where it started for the two of us. In Taos, New Mexico, we spread it to several people. I met him there. I never knew he existed. I just thought I, too, had some weird information. When we started talking, we found out we each had major parts of this wonderful, helpful information.
Mm-hmm. That is woo-woo, okay.
That is woo-woo, but it's how the woo-woo universe works sometimes. And we were both going, oh my gosh, someone else heard it too? We aren't just totally flipping out? How reassuring, right? And can you imagine how wild it is to have met him in Taos? I had been in Key West. He had been in Europe, living for some time back and forth to Canada and Europe. And we met one day in a restaurant in Taos, New Mexico, and found out we were both talking about the same thing.
Yes, yes.
So there you go. No.
Thank you. And I know you have helped hundreds, thousands of people with
the human design
system. So can you tell us, first of all, how do we, what do you do? I mean, I know what you do, but explain to everybody else what this is weird. I mean, it is so good. It is weird. But tell us.
Okay. What you do to get your design, to find out what your body graph is, your human design, is you have a chart done. Raw developed the software so that you can put in your birth date, place, and time and have a wonderful chart done that tells you basically which type you are. And there are five types, one subtype, but there are five types of human beings. And it's all about the energy and the chakras that are transparent and the chakras that are locked into channels and function the same way every time for the person. So when you know that, you have energy chakras and you have chakras that don't generate energy.
Okay.
So I'll tell you the types. There's manifestor, manifesting generator, and generator. These are the energy types. They all have a tie to chakras. We sometimes call the motors. And the chakras are, of course, everyone I think has heard of chakras now, energy systems in the body. Then there's the projector and the reflector, and they have no motors active in their chart. So they function differently, quite differently than the other three types. Much of human design involves learning to use these tools that go with each type, right? Most of us are using the type, the tools our parents used, or a great teacher that impressed us, or a favorite coach. So when we learn our design and really learn our type, we know how to function better in life. When we know how to function, we can go, should I buy that stock or not? And following our type, we can make a real good decision on something like that. Or should I buy that house or not? Or is this a job for me? Okay?
Wow.
And
you
it's
know,
very... Go ahead.
No, no. Go finish. I interrupted you.
I was just... No, no. I was going to say it's just very impressive when you try it out in your own life and find out that it really works.
Okay. So the four types... And you said that there are themes and strategies. For instance, okay, there are four different types. So could you tell us some of the strategies that each of these four types of, would you call them personality types or?
We call them body graphs just to make it simple. But there are definite aspects to each personality.
Okay.
Maybe I should tell you sort of how each personality, some basic keywords for each personality type. The manifestor, okay?
Okay.
The manifestor's little motto is making it happen. And the manifestor just, because of the way their chakras are working, the manifestor will decide to do something and do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it, I want to do it, I do it, I feel it, it's... And they make it happen. Kind of like the Star Trek, you know, make it so guy. The captain where he's always make it so, make it so. That's what the manifestor does.
Yes.
They get in trouble with other people. Each type gets in trouble with other people in a way. So the manifestor gets in trouble there when he decides, oh, I'm going to buy that new house. And he forgets to inform his wife. So he comes home and he goes, hey, honey, I bought us a new house today. And she goes, oh, my God. You did
and we
what?
All know people like that, don't
yes.
we?
Yes, and they're wonderful, brilliant people. But if they forget to inform, then they create great disruption in their home, their family, and sometimes their jobs. They simply forget to inform people. And manifestors love to make it happen. So their underlying motto is, I am, therefore I do. Okay?
Yeah.
The next type is the generator, and the generator, to make good decisions and decide what to do, listens to their gut. We say these people have to listen to their gut. They have to listen to, They have to really pay attention, not the mind. Everybody wants to listen to the mind, as we know. I'll make a decision, I'll go up in my mind, and I'll figure it all out. It's almost always, you know, a mess. It's
right.
because they're using the wrong place to make a decision. The generator has endless energy. They run around. They're very active. They definitely have a motor chakra going. And the generator is has to learn to wait to respond to something. They can't jump in like a manifestor and just do, or it falls flat every time in their life, okay?
Right.
So we've got that. Now, the manifesting generator, this is the subtype, but I believe it's a real type, but that's my opinion.
Okay.
It's almost a generator. They have to respond to something in life, and then they have a moment of truth. So they're called a moment of truth. For example, a manifesting generator, you might walk up to them and say, hey, want to go for a hike? And they'll say, uh-huh. They'll get up and head for the door. By the time they get to the door, the moment of truth happens. And they go, oh, forget that. I don't want to do that. And then most people get mad at them, but we need to know that's normal for them. They can get to the door before they open it. They forgot why it was such a great idea, and they don't do it. Okay? And that's normal. Unlike the generator who will charge out the door and keep going, you have to run to keep up with them because they simply don't slow down once they make up their mind. So a manifesting generator, we might say, would say, I respond and wait for my moment of truth, then I do. Okay?
Yes.
Now, we've just covered the energy types who have active motor chakras giving them, feeding them energy. So they make decisions in those ways. And then we get to the non-energy type, a projector. Okay?
Yes.
The projector wants recognition and inclusion with the group, with life.
Mm-hmm.
They have tremendous gifts, but to really use them, they have to be recognized first. The person has to be recognized. The person has to be invited, and then they can really function well. If they go in uninvited and not recognized, things really get wild for them.
Oh,
so a projector in life would say, I'm recognized, invited, and available. Then I do.
Sure.
They have to have all those things in line, recognized, invited into the situation, and available. Then they can do.
Okay.
The reflector has no activated chakras. Their chakras would appear transparent. If you were clairvoyant and saw chakras, you'd be looking through them and go, what is that? Because
mm-hmm.
it's very rare. The reflector has very clear vision. A reflector can show you who you are. When you look at a reflector,
mm-hmm.
you think they're just like you. You think they are you, okay?
Okay.
It causes a lot of confusion. You meet someone, this person's just like me. Or if you don't like yourself, you go, oh, they're just terrible, right? Because
yeah.
it's your disliking that comes back. So that's a little tricky for reflectors. And their thing is, I'm called, I reflect, and then I do. The reflector runs on a 28-day cycle and drives other people absolutely mad. Will you marry me? 28 days later, the reflector has the answer. Can you imagine proposing in a nice restaurant and having the woman go, oh, just give me a few days. How about 28 days and I'll know the answer. So this
That's
happens.
Funny.
And it happens, though. It's quite horrifying to the poor reflector because they know they're supposed to make up their minds faster or their reflection, and they just can't do it. Okay?
Okay.
Now, what else would – go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, I have a couple people who have their hands up, and
okay.
Those people who are online, who would like to ask Coffee a question?
All right. This sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Who's there?
Hi. Can I come in? Or?
Sure you can.
Yeah.
Who is this?
My name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia.
Hi. Welcome.
How are you, ladies?
Doing great.
Very good.
I was trying to figure out which one I was because I am working on a very big mission and vision of bringing spirituality into global economics and combining it with unconditional love.
Fantastic. And the way to find that out is to have your human design chart done. The fun part is you can get it done for free. They won't read it for you. They won't tell you everything, but they'll give it to you for free so you can find out your type. If you go to Human Design America, type in your birth date, place, and time. There's a little place for free chart, right? And they'll email it right to you. So you can find out what you are by actually having your chart done. You, and just fill in the information. They send it immediately. It's very fast. And then you can get more involved and find out exactly what all of that means. But at least you'll know your type and you'll know how to respond, how to make a decision. Okay? It's very helpful.
Yes, I have someone who I've had contact with who's a brain and DNA research scientist, and he has a lot of similar things that you're talking about, but even more extensive, perhaps. He's even getting into the type of foods that you should be eating and that kind
this
of thing.
Is in Ra's part of this human design system, they get into that too. This is an incredibly deep system. On this radio show, Dr. Ann's Williamson's radio show, we're just doing the very light introduction here. So yes, it is, but half of it's very much on genetics. It's very deep. They can talk about what food you should and should not eat, all kinds of amazing things. So they he may be part of or connected with this system, because a lot of research scientists.
Dr. Ann related to who he is, but I have all kinds of synchronicities, and my wife's name was Ann.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
oh,
actually,
wow.
I'll give you my name, and you can pull up a site and see a picture of her on her wedding day. She was a earth angel to me for 35 and a half years. If you Google my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, the last name is Trawlson, T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy. And when you pull that up, you'll see a blog, creativity777.com, and there's a picture of her on her wedding day, and there's actually a letter from President Obama to me related to the economy, as well as a powerful little poem titled Caring,
okay.
Sharing, which is in the President Ronald Reagan Library.
Well, thank you, Hugh.
Coffee, yes.
How can you tell our listening audience how they may get in touch with you if they want more information? And we're going to talk about this. This is not the end of our conversation, but I just want our listening audience to know how they can get in touch with you to get more information about human design.
That's very easy. All they have to do is email chartmybliss. chartmybliss at gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll respond to that. And even though I'm a reflector, I won't take 28 days to do it, I promise. Okay, I will respond and let them know their options. Okay, thank you.
Okay, and will you give that address again, please?
Chartmybliss, chartmybliss at gmail.com. Because understanding your human design is one of the most blissful experiences, living that design, that a person can have. And I've been involved in the system for a long time, and I really know it is blissful when you find your right design and begin to live it and not break the rules that it imposes, simple rules like respond or wait to be invited. Okay?
Respond
thank you.
Respond and wait to be invited.
Well, that's
I've
only for some people. The
before.
Generators, you have heard it because of what you are, yes. And some of the projectors out there have heard wait to be invited, which is very, in the beginning, it's difficult. You're used to being told to be a manifester. Our society pushes manifestors, and only 8% of the population happens to be a manifester.
Okay.
So yes. The others go, I have to act like them. You know, it's all over television. I've got to do it. So the rest of us need to know what we are. Okay. Anything else? What would you like to know? Yes.
You were talking about the chakras. Okay, again, woo-woo. Some people don't believe in chakras. Some people do. Those of us who do believe in chakras, there are 7 of them. And so how does the chakra system, again, relate to the human design?
Okay. As I said, in this channeled information, okay, that just came in big holographic pictures, very strong, strange stuff. But we found by doing this for many years and letting people test it, mm-hmm. that our chakras that are, the chakra system is essential, let me put it this way, in human design, even if you don't believe in them. It doesn't matter much if you believe in them, because people have said, I don't believe a word of this, mm-hmm. have tested it and said, oh my gosh, it works perfectly in my life, and become dedicated to human design, right? Mm-hmm. Just become
right.
teachers of it and everything, even though they said, there is no way this can work. Chakras are just basically clairvoyant people, and some electronic equipment can read chakras and tell right where they are in the body. A lot of that research is done in Japan. And they can hook you up and go, yes, yes, beautiful, powerful heart chakra, kind of weak sacral chakra, second chakra, very strong crown, right, by picking
yes.
up and getting readouts. So we know there's some energy there, and I'm usually referring to chakras as fields of energy.
Yes.
So I'm not trying to prove it or disprove it beyond that, but now there is equipment that can record.
Mm-hmm.
Electrical impulses right where the chakras are supposed to be, okay?
Right, right.
So we don't want to make it sound too woo-woo, because it's one of the most practical, or maybe the most practical, systems I've ever run across.
Yes.
And I've studied these fields for a long time and gone, some is just really strange, but this actually works, and I like things that work for people.
Okay, all right. So, you do other types of charts, and I know that we're going to bring you back on
okay.
that we can talk more about the human design, but so let's...
I do a relocation chart.
I was
going to
ask you about the relocation chart, because I find that very interesting. So tell
yeah.
us about that.
That's much simpler to look at and understand, and you don't have to practice to learn how, okay?
Okay.
Than human design, but you do, again, birth date, place, and time, and you it displays where the planets were when you were born, where they were in relationship to planet Earth.
Okay.
And it lays it out on a map of planet Earth. So after studying it for a while, people realized, if I go where my Jupiter is strong on this map, if I go there, I make a lot of money. Life is easier. This is fantastic, right? So after several years of studying it, the man who developed it, who's a really famous astrologer, switched to astrocartography, developed the system, found out you could say, I want love, your go to your female, go to Mars, find the man, right?
Okay.
You want to feel emotionally wonderful, go to your moon sign where the moon line crosses. So they tested it. Many people tried it out, found out it worked. It can even tell you where to vacation, where to move to, definitely. And in the town you're in, say you're just not happy where you're at, but you can't really move across country, you've got a great job. You can be relocated within that town and put on an energy that's better for you. So it's kind of an intriguing system. And when I first heard of it, being me, I didn't believe it was real. So I had to try it out in several locations.
Okay.
And it's incredibly accurate. I've had other people go to here, tell me how you like it, and compare it with what the chart says. So it's been tested thousands of times. It's very real. It's fun to have. It helps you know where to move if you want to move. And it can help you be guided to what will happen when you move there.
Okay,
there,
I have a question.
Okay.
I just want to butt in for a second.
Go right ahead. I love it when you do. You're supposed to.
I know I'm supposed to wait, but I couldn't.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You're supposed to respond. So when you feel a question coming, that's your response to what's been said.
Okay, so the relocation chart, how can you relate that to this whole subject of wealthy living?
Very
how does
simple.
That relate
okay.
to
let's say I did a chart and I found out this person's just Saturn and Pluto and everything cross where they're living, and they're going, I can't make a dollar here. I don't get it. I just give up. What's wrong? They come to me, or they come to any astrocartographer. We do their chart, and we go, well, my goodness, where you're living right now, Chiron, Pluto, you know, Saturn, the restrictive things or the destructive, that can be very destructive things, are hanging right over that. The energy's all there, merging. Move 250 miles to this town here, this area along this line, and you'll be the famous writer you want to be. We put them on a line that will nurture what they want and need. Okay? They move, their book gets published amazingly in almost no time, and they make a fortune on it. Okay? And they enjoy life more where they're productive and not having anything pull them down. Okay? So it helps a lot to know these things. And if you just want money in abundance, you move on your Jupiter line. And money isn't the only wealth. We all know there's a lot more to life than just money. But if you're really struggling, move on your Jupiter line. Your money will increase. Does that help?
That helps. Mm-hmm. And on the relocation, okay, so the Jupiter represents finances and money. So which planet, remember, we're looking at having a wealthy life in all areas because we're looking at a holistic. So if we're looking at being more healthier, which one of the planets, according to human design, would that correlate?
No. Human, we don't put the two together.
Don't put the two together. However,
no, one tells you your strategies to get through life, how to respond.
Okay.
If you put the two together, it gets too confusing for people. If you study it a lot, you could, but I don't think it's good to do on your show.
Okay.
So how do we find our wealth and our human design and our joy? We follow our strategy. The strategy we're given, for a generator, okay?
Okay, that's not me, though, even though I'm saying
Yes, it is you. Yes, I do believe it is, okay? But we'll pull up your chart later. But any generator who has that sacral in there is going to go, even a manifesting generator, you'll hear the come out of them. Okay, and people who are raised around generators you'll also hear them making the wrong response. They're doing what a generator would do, and then they go, why didn't it work for me? It worked for my sister, right?
Okay.
So you will learn in human design the response, doing the right response to the things that appear or you want to do in your life, guide you to the wealth and the joy. Okay. So as you practice or live your design, you get your life in general gets easier and easier each year that you practice. Now, there's been some people who've done it for many years. Most of the people who've been very serious about following their design that I met when I first went into it years ago because I'd gotten some of the channeling, have become millionaires, most of the people who take it quite seriously. They weren't when I met them, and they definitely are now, but they're not just millionaires with money. They have great partners. They have good businesses. They have homes that could be anything from their dome home in the hills. It depends on the person, what wealth is, right, what they want.
Right, absolutely.
To a real palace somewhere, right, they're completely happy with. Or the one who got the sailboat and is sailing around the world enjoying it thoroughly, right? It's
absolutely.
What you want gets translated into wealth for you as you follow your strategy and your design, as you really understand who you are and where you're being guided.
Okay. Well, Coffee, I think I have another question. Vance,
I love it.
Vance, are you still there?
Yeah.
Do you have a question for Coffee?
Well,
hello,
yeah.
Vance.
Hi, Coffee. I've been listening to you on this program. And I have a question about as far as it's very interesting to me that you say one type of person has to be invited, and yet then you can say where they should live. What if the proper place for them to live, they have no invitation, so to speak?
Okay, there's something called the not self. All right. Now, the person that has to be invited is a projector, and every person has who they shouldn't be trying to be. So say the person's never heard of human design. They're living mostly their not self, because that's the easiest trap for us to fall into. If we don't know who we're designed to be, we tend to be who we're not designed to be, because it's the easiest way, right, at that point, because we've given up. So a projector is what you're describing. That projector has no idea who they really are. And when they know who they are, life will tend to invite them to places that are good for them when they understand how. And they'll often go when they find out their projector and their Jupiter is, you know, over Chicago. Gee, I wanted to go. My cousin said I should come and visit them there. I wanted to go there for years. Well, I wonder, Chicago's good.
Know,
they have been invited, but they didn't know to follow invitation, so they didn't know.
They felt like, I want to go. Kind of like gut feelings come to the fore.
No, gut feelings aren't for projectors. It's horrible to say, but they have no gut. Invitations are.
No,
they do, really, in real life. The body has one. But they have no defined second chakra, sacral, so they don't have They have invitation. I was invited 15 times in my life to go to Chicago. Oh, I didn't know my Jupiter was there. Is that why I've been being invited? Right? I didn't know it was an invitation. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know I should follow invitations.
Oh, you see? Wow.
So once you know what you are, it's much easier to find the right place, the right work, the right lifestyle for you. And projectors
a feeling deep inside that makes you kind of yearn for an area like a mountain.
A feeling deep inside is often a projector's open chakras, which let them pick up the people's feeling of love for that area who live there.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. A yearning is kind of opposite of an invitation, but an invitation can be easy to recognize, and the invitation may cause the yearning. You may have unconsciously received the invitation and not have recognized it and begin to yearn for that area. Is that helpful?
Yeah, I would call that a gut feeling myself.
Okay. That's somewhere in there, unaware, because you don't know your design, you have been invited and you're not aware of it, and then it becomes yearning. Oh, I want to move to Hawaii or Alaska. I don't know why. Well, you've been invited 22 times that you forgot because it didn't mean anything to you, right? Now you're yearning to follow that invitation. So, okay.
All right. Well, thank you, Vance, for your question.
Thank you,
Vance. Dr. Anna, I have a question for you, if I may.
So, Coffee, this is what I am going to ask my audience, because we know that you're coming back next week, and we're going to spend more time with you next week. So those audience members who did not get a chance to ask their questions for you, they may have enough time to come up with questions, and they can email me their questions, and then we'll have them here, and we'll use them to give to you for next week. How do you like that, Coffee?
That sounds wonderful. And next week we'll talk about profiles and several other things. And if they want to, they should get their free human design chart so they can have it in their hand and listen to the show and know what they are. It will really make it more interesting for them.
Okay, again,
and
tell
I'd love
them where
to do
they
that.
Can go and get their free design, or how that they can get back in touch with you for this.
Okay, the free chart that's emailed to you is from the main headquarters, Human Design America, com, you look it up, and then in their website, it's just free chart right away because they know people want to know what they are. Go in, fill it out. It'll be emailed to you by next week. It's emailed to you almost instantly, so you'll have time to look at it and think about it and have questions to ask by next week.
All right.
For working with me, it's chartmybliss@gmail.com. If you need that chart interpreted, a better understanding of what your self is, what your not self is, and everything else that goes with the basics to get you started in it.
Well, thank you, Coffee, for being our guest. Thank you all for tuning in to the joy of wealthy living, and we will see you next week.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ann Williamson.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Joy of Wealthy Living radio program with Dr. Ann Williamson. If you'd like to contact Dr. Ann, go to her website, www.myjoyenterprise.com, or email her at drann@myjoyenterprise.com. We'll see you back here next week.